Welcome to Hive's Personal Development Workshop. Today, our focus will be motivation. How do I motivate myself? How do I challenge myself? And how do I think about the future possibilities? Personal development is a lifelong learning process consisting of continuously working towards our personal and professional goals. Our soft skills are not fixed, and we can always improve. We just need to take a little time to pause, reflect, be honest with ourselves, and take responsibility for our own contributions, learning, and behavior. So when it comes to motivation, we need to think, what is motivation? Is it a collection of different things that make us feel happy? Is it our wish to obtain these things that keep us going? Or is it the way that we behave and how we see the world around us? There are many, many theories on what motivates the human being, starting from our need for safety and security, then leading to understanding that as human beings, we always want to aspire to something new, to reach new goals, and to make our dreams come true. That is called self-actualization. A lot of the time, it might feel as if there are always so many things we have to do. I better finish this essay. Oh, I must make sure I call this person. I absolutely have to reply to that message. That all is linked with what's called extrinsic motivation, where we feel that we have to do something, and it's not always necessarily something that we want to do. However, life is built in a way that we interact with other people, and it's important to keep our promises and to get back to people. However, in the midst of the rush of every day, it is very important to stop and ask, what do I want? What makes me happy? What would I like to achieve? What is that next big thing that I want to chase? What is my dream? Now that is called intrinsic motivation. I'd like you to maybe take a piece of paper and a pen and have a careful think about things. What is it that you really, really want? What is that achievement that you're hoping to do? Be honest with yourself. Remember that actually absolutely anything is possible. So if even the sky wasn't the limit, what would be that thing that you would say you really want to do? You know, it could be as a small step and start, as reaching out to somebody and say, I would like to work with you together. Maybe it's a creative project that you want to be part of. And it could be as big as saying, I want to be a superstar. It really doesn't matter what you write down. What matters is that you ask yourself, what is it that you want? Because when we are honest with ourselves and we can say, I really want to achieve this or that, we give ourselves the permission to start to think about how we will achieve this. And whilst life is a mixture of intrinsic and extrinsic motivation, where sometimes you will feel that a deadline of an essay, or maybe a need to take on an extra job to cover the rent, might be part of the different motivators that keep you going, it is also very important to try and remember to think about those things that are linked with what you really want to do and where your next dream is, because that is where we can come up with very creative ideas. That is how new businesses are created. That is how you gain new professional friendships and can look into the future and think about the future possibilities. There's a lot of strength in thinking about how I can challenge myself. You have to be brave, but you can do it. So have a look at what you've written down. And next thing to do will be to have a think about how can you achieve all these things. But we will talk about it in one of the next workshops. For now, enjoy knowing that you've been brave enough to actually admit what it is that you really, really want. Well done.